Sisters out across the land, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program this Mother's Day, Sunday morning in the USA. Good to be back with you today, folks. Very fine day here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Back here at our two police and military associations, and looking at some Mother's Day cards, already sent off some. But my bride isn't here with me. As you know, she's in Indiana with her sister who has cancer. And that seems to be going pretty well. Thank you for the prayers for Cindy, her sister, folks. Keep them up if you would, because her blood tests have come back showing that the cancer treatment is eliminating some of the cancer at this point. It's early on in the treatment, but... So far, it looks real good. The blood test, I don't quite understand it, but it has numbers. They give numbers to the cancer, and it was up around 9,000, something like that, when she first started, and now it's down to about, I forget if they said about 900 or something. So this is supposed to show how much cancer you have, I guess. And anyway, my wife just went through her cancer, and God cured her because of all your prayers. We thank you that so much, folks. And now she's back there helping her sister that has cancer. And so, happy Mother's Day to all of you out there that are mothers. And I'm looking at some Mother's Day cards here, and it brings back memories of my mother. My dear mother raised us three kids by herself and destroyed her health and died very early in life because she just wore her body out at 65 years of age. She just collapsed. I mean, her body just was totally worn out. And anyway, I had a great mother. There was times, folks, that I didn't know I had a great mother, okay, because I was a rebellious young man. And sometimes I thought I hated my mother. I truly did, because she was so restrictive on me. She was a good Christian lady, and I was raised... Washington, D.C., wanted to be part of the gangs in Washington, D.C., and all my buddies were basically criminals in the making, and my mother kind of sat on top of me and wouldn't allow me to go out and do the things that young criminals want to do. Be right back. We'll talk just a little bit about Mother's Day, and then we have a great guest on for Mother's Day today. Stay tuned. Be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Thinking about my mama here on Mama's Day, missing her very much each Mama's Day, because she was a good mama, raised us three kids by herself, me and my two sisters, and killed herself working three jobs for all those years trying to support us. We never had our own home or had an old 1949 Ford, which worked sometimes, sometimes didn't. So we lived very poorly, but my mama was a good Christian lady that saw to it that we went to church every week and taught us to love the Lord. But I was a rebellious young man, and I wanted to run around with my friends there in Washington, D.C., and my mom knew all my friends were wannabe criminals. And she was right, but I didn't see it, you know, so I resented her so much of the time. But I've got a card here in front of me that says it all. There's a little puppy dog, looks like a chihuahua, with a big pair of glasses on his eyes. And he's holding a sign, and it says, "Mom, I can see it all clearly now." And you open the card, and it says, "It really was for my own good." Happy Mother's Day. So, I don't know what your situation is today, folks, but mothers are the greatest blessing God ever gave us, except for His Son, Jesus Christ. And I've got another card here that says, a picture of a mama with about a three-month-old baby, it looks like, and the baby's laying on her chest. And the words here say, a mother's arms are the sweetest cradle a child will ever know. So I think it's appropriate today, folks, that we have a man on with us that he and his wife have gone through hell on earth for the last 3 years, I think I'm right, about 3 years. The state of Florida has a program going that many, many other states across the nation has. It's a money-making program, big money-making program. And they make money, the states make money, by stealing kids from the homes of people and putting these kids in foster care homes. And as we found out, this old cop found out in Phoenix, Arizona, sixth largest city in the United States, that most of these foster homes today have been started by homosexual pedophiles. And they have the state give them kids to molest and to abuse. And so Greg Pound, my buddy who's on with us today, he and his wife had their children stolen 3 years ago. And he's a good Christian man, he and his wife are, and they're very unusual. I think I would have gone insane. This old cop is telling you I probably would have gone insane, and I would have gone and I would have wrung the necks of these judges and the prosecutors and the CPS workers that stole my kids. I'm praying that I would not do that, but I just I get so heated even thinking about Greg Pound's story and other families that I've known in Phoenix, Arizona, that CPS, Child Protective Services, or another organization, Department of Families and Children, as they call it, have made a business out of stealing the family's children. And mostly, folks, I found out in Phoenix, Arizona, they like to steal Christian families' children because the system hates Christians. The people that run the system absolutely hate Christians, and they love to steal the Christian families' children like they did to Greg and his wife, and just destroy the families, the Christian families. And so I want to bring Greg on here now and have him tell you the story. And this is a good day, Mother's Day, to think about these things and to pray for all those families out across America who have had their children stolen by these criminals in these Child Protective Service arenas in these states, agencies, and to pray that we can change the system. And God bless you, Greg Pound, for trying to help change the system. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But tell the people what happened to you and your dear wife, Greg, would you?
Yeah, Jack. Jack, it was 2004, August 3rd. Our daughter got accidentally bit by someone else's dog. And what happened, our daughter's okay. And at that time we had four children. And Department of Children and Family came out and took all of our kids. And the girl who started our case, her name was Megan Gallagher. And if you want to read about her in the St. Pete Times, you can go to the archive of the St. Pete Times, TampaBay.com, and just look up the archive for 2004, December 10th. You'll see where she was arrested for falsifying 26 cases prior to our case. And so we just happened to be dropped into a situation now for the past, it's going on 3 years now. They've had our kids, and they're trying to terminate our rights to our kids. And it's only by the grace of God they haven't been able to get me to commit a crime. They've just about destroyed us, but at the same time it's been by the grace of God. You know, at the beginning of this case, Jack, the reason I didn't react was because I started fasting. The day the whole thing began was the day I started fasting and started crying out and asking the Lord to because the minute this whole thing started, the line and what we've seen, what we're dealing with, I went 26 days. I mean, the longest I've ever fasted out of my 30 years of being a Christian has been like 5, maybe 7 days. And but this thing of going this 26, 27 days is just about I was anticipating, I mean, and that's the only way I could break my flesh, to keep from reacting to the circumstances of the situation. I had to weaken my flesh and to bring it under subjection.
I'm angry thinking about you and your wife's situation. I want to go to take care of these people. I mean, I get really upset when I hear that the state and the enemies of God and liberty that control our states and our federal government today purposely are destroying families, because that's the backbone of a Christian society, is the family. And I get very angry, brother, so I'm just praising the Lord that God gave you the ability to cope with this in a lawful manner. So praise the Lord, brother.
Amen. You know, Jack, I was thinking, it says in Psalms about the sacrifice of righteousness, to do what's right despite what other people do. See, what they want is, if I'd done what they've done, I would be in jail or prison or dead.
Right.
And so what happens is, the only way they're going to be held accountable is, I can see that it's been a sacrifice of righteousness in order to bring out the truth. Today I got some, no more than 3 weeks ago, I was up at the Senate hearing meetings and here in Florida, and I wanted our listeners to hear this unbelievable debate with the senators on whether they should tell the truth or not. It's called the Senate bill to tell the truth. And once you hear this, you'll be it's totally unbelievable. Then there's another DCF Senate meeting that I was in with Mr. Butterworth, who now has been appointed over DCF, as he exposes. He was a police officer all his life, and he's been elected to this post. And what happens is, he explains, as he comes in the internal crime that he's exposing. This is in the making, like 2-3 weeks ago, the 26th of April. I was sitting in these Senate meetings, and it's just by the grace of God. So our listeners can hear what's going on and how they're, I mean, the evidence is the most convincing thing we have, as we hear it coming out of their own mouths, what they're doing to children for federal grant money. And it's just totally unconceivable.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jack, I was going to say, I have several listeners that, or several people that's been majorly involved in what's going on here in the state of Florida, that we're going to call in and just try to put some light on what's going on. I was going to say, I have my sister, Diane, on the other line, and she's just getting ready to take my mother out for a Mother's Day dinner, and she wanted to comment on what she has seen as she's gone to court and this whole situation. And then I would like to explain a little bit about what my wife has gone through as a mother, as you hear the unbelievable stuff that she's gone through trying to defend her kids, how they took her to the how. I'll explain how 3 days before we go to a hearing where we either get our kids back, more than likely, we were on the path of getting our children back. We haven't done anything. We hired an attorney out of Miami, and we were on the path. 3 days before we go to a hearing, they set up a visit with my wife and her kids, where she hasn't seen her kids now for 2 months.
Wow.
And at that visit, they set up a situation where, as our listeners hear what they did to my wife, in order to keep this thing going down the road, in order to take our children in custody, about when my wife went to this visit, they told her, if you want your kids back, their goal is to divide the family, to separate and to destroy our families. And what they do is, they come in and they tell people, they say, listen, if you want your kids back, you have to separate from your husband. Then what they do is, and so at this meeting, they said to my wife, they told her, if you want your kids back, you have to separate from your husband. My wife says, there's no way in the world I'm separating from my husband. I mean, and so at that point, they said, well, the visit's over. Now, my wife's at this visit for 15 minutes. She's holding her baby, and she's got her three kids. And the lady comes up and tries to take her baby from her. And she says, no, I'm not. She says she's not going to let go of her kids. And the lady reaches down to grab her baby, and my wife reaches down and bites her on her finger, on her. As she's going to grab the baby, my wife's sitting there in the chair holding her baby, and my wife just reached down. She didn't draw no blood or nothing. She just reached down, bit on the lady's finger so she'd let go. And she, what they did is, they came and arrested her, charged her with a felony, put her in jail. She's never been in jail. I'm at home. I get a phone call from my wife. My wife says, she tells me, Greg, I'm in jail.
Wow.
She's never been in jail in life. And you need to hear this.
They set that up on purpose because they knew your wife would probably react some way, right, Greg?
Exactly.
We'll be right back after this break, Greg. And folks, pray for Craig Brown and his family. Pray real hard that they'll get their children back. And we'll be right back, folks.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hope you remember the times I've told you over the months and months I've been on this show that if CPS comes to your door, they usually come with a police officer. They like to do that to intimidate you, and they knock on the door and say, open the door. The cop will say, open the door. CPS wants to check your children. And I've advised you folks, do not do it. Do not open that door. Ask them to hold the warrant up in front of the window on the door, slip it under the door if they've got a warrant to enter your house. If they do not, you tell them to go away and get a warrant. Now, they'll go away and get a warrant, and I've warned you to get your children and be gone when they get back. Don't return. Sad, folks. I know it's sad, but they are stealing your children today, and then they get big bucks from the federal government for stealing your kids every month, and then if they can get you to give up your rights to the kids, they can sell them and make a big profit. And your children will be horribly abused in most, not all, of these homes that they put the children in. Okay, so let's go right back to Brother Pound or Brother Gary. Or, I'm sorry, Greg Pound.
Yeah.
Okay, Greg, go right ahead, brother.
Okay, Jack, do you mind if my sister makes a statement real quick?
Yes.
Okay, Diane?
Yeah, hi, Jack.
Hi,
I'm Diane Pound, and
I've been here, and I went to court with my brother, and it's just unbelievable that they're getting away with attacking my brother and my sister-in-law and their Christian family. They don't drink, they don't smoke, they don't do drugs. They you know, take good care of their children. They love other people.
Yeah.
And while I was in court, they, the DCF and all the people, are sitting over there literally laughing at my brother while he's up there fighting for his children and his family. And, I mean, the mockery that's going on is just unbelievable. And, I mean, this is just a horrible situation. And I know it's all over, but when you're a Christian family and you don't do anything wrong, it doesn't make sense. So definitely something needs to be done.
I know that, sister, but that's the families they like to break up. They love to break up Christian families, so it's a horrible, horrible thing, and we've got to make some changes. And we can make the changes, Diane. We certainly can, because there's so many more of us than there are of these heathens that control our Child Protective Services today. And so, that's their attitude, to laugh, because they think they got the system locked up, and that your brother's just being a fool in there, knowing they're not going to give his kids back. But they're wrong. We can do something about this system, and we're going to do something about it.
And, you know, the children suffer. They suffer.
Yeah.
And these people think it's one big funny game. And I was so appalled and just could not believe what I was seeing and what I heard. So God bless.
Well,
hey, Jack.
Diane, thanks for coming on.
Now, if you want, you know, if our listeners, if you want, I could begin to play the situation of Tallahassee, or I have the public defender explaining what they did to us. But it's not only, as you mentioned, it's not only us. She said they came in like the KGB. Now, she's a Jewish woman, Judy Goldsman, and as she explains, she's saying that the judge is immune, all these people are immune from what they're doing, even though they came in and all the things they've done, and she's telling me that I'm not going to win. She's trying to convince me I'm not going to get my kids back.
Yes.
Now, it's, once you hear what's going on, the millions of dollars, as Mr. Butterworth, who's now over the Department of Children and Family, explains, you just tell me where you want me to start. And see, as we hear what's going on in our internal government, and we see how this is being done, and it's just unconceivable. There's no system of accountability. We have lost that. Where it's almost since we've gotten away from the Constitution, that was the thing that was our check and balance in our system.
Right. Yes.
I mean, that's why they're refusing to give us a trial by jury. I mean, I've been battling them now for over a year, just trying to get a right to a trial by jury, and they're trying to do away with that in Florida.
Oh, yes.
They want everybody to plead.
Mostly across the country, Greg, they've done away with that in children's courts. There's always one judge, and many times he's a homosexual pedophile or a person that hates Christians, too. We found that out in Phoenix, Arizona. And his job is to steal as many children as possible, or her job. And so the judges they appoint to these areas are absolutely criminals themselves. And it's a stacked deck you're going into when you can't have a jury trial.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, I was thinking about my wife. I mean, this is Mother's Day, and it's just so sad because, I mean, it's almost like I said yesterday or the other day, my children said, "Daddy, we don't want to go." I mean, at the visit for my 1-hour visit, they said, "Daddy, we don't want to go. We want to go with you."
Yeah.
And I don't know what to tell my kids. I just don't have any. And the only thing that I know is there's a reason and a purpose for what's happening. And I believe it's to stop this corruption and what's going on here with the Department of Children and Family.
Brother, you're doing it. You have a great website, freeourchildren.com, and you have so many videos of families that have been destroyed by these people. I'd ask all of our listeners to go to your website, www.freeourchildren.com. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back, Greg. Stay tuned, folks. and get a pencil and paper. We need your help on this situation, and we're going to stop this with God's help. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
It's an appropriate Mother's Day program today to talk about how we can save mothers from losing their children, and, of course, dads, too. And we have the perfect guest on today, folks. He's got a website, freeourchildren.com. And I'll tell you, if you look at that website and click on some of those videos, he's probably got 20 videos there. I don't know how many. I haven't counted them, but they're families, mostly poor families, that have had their children stolen from them by the states to break up these families. It's because it's big business today, and also they like to choose the families they're going to break up, especially Christian families. But they choose the poor people, folks, because they can't fight back. They can't hire a shyster to go in and steal their money and pretend like they're going to try to get their kids back. They can't do that, most of them. And so I am pleased that Alex Jones is on the line here, and he wanted to say something real quick. So before we go back to Greg, Alex, go ahead and say what you'd like to say, brother. Happy Mother's Day to you and your family.
Absolutely. In fact, I am just driving over to meet with my family, and I was out getting the food for the women folk. But, no, it, you know, I interviewed Greg, what, about a month ago, and I was just curious to ask Greg if that helped any. I'm sure I need to have him back on. You know, it tears my guts out every time I hear these stories. And I also wanted to remind people that in Florida is the worst in the nation. Texas and Michigan and California and New York are bad. In New York, it was in the major newspapers. They take black children mainly because they found the black families are at least able to fight back. And they test not just drugs but pesticides on them till they die. Famous cases of an 8-year-old, they give them the last dose. And, you know, they actually kill them with pesticides they test on them for the big chemical makers. And for those out rolling their eyes, driving down the road, that was in New York Daily News, but it was almost like, well, that's kind of a good thing they do. Yeah. And it is true that over 3,000 children are missing in Florida. Some were found with their heads cut off. Others have been found in graves. Others have been found in Saudi Arabia and Israel. And the top three people in CPS that came out 2 years ago were all hardcore child rapists. We don't just mean, you know, some type of low-level, you know, predator on the internet or something, and it isn't a real court system.
Hello? Uh-oh, I think we lost Alex.
We lost Alex.
Oh, okay. All right, well, my goodness. Alex is on top of this thing. Praise God, folks. Thank you, Alex, very much. Maybe we can get you back to finish up your statement here. But he's absolutely right, folks. The pedophiles, the homosexual pedophiles, have gravitated to the top of this system in this nation. Anywhere there's children or children that can be stolen, you're going to find the homosexual pedophiles going into these positions. And in Tucson, when I was a cop in Phoenix, Arizona, we found out that the whole Child Protective Services system in Tucson, Arizona, was run by homosexual pedophiles. And that was, man, that's over 20 years ago, folks. So think about how bad it is today. Let's go right back to Brother Greg. Maybe Alex will call back in and finish his statement. But go ahead, Greg.
Well, you know, Jack, I was thinking
By the way, Greg, Alex was asking if you had a good reaction after his program. How was the reaction?
Well, the reaction was I had hundreds of people calling me, and
praise
and
God.
It's just, you know, it was good. I mean, I was just, you know, it's just the thing is people. What really bothers me is that people know what's going on, but we need to figure out some way of stopping it. There needs to be some way. I mean, it's hard to believe that this can go on for three situation of our family, and we can't get anything done.
Yes.
And, you know, that's where the problem is. But, I mean...
So probably, Greg, what I think I hear you saying is you had hundreds of calls, but it would have been better had those hundreds of people joined you at fighting this evil system. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, well, I believe it's
calling
the men
in telling you that they're sorry to hear about your plight.
Right. Well, not only sorry about my plight, but at the same time, a lot of people are in the same situation. It's sad. I mean, all the listeners, I mean, after they watch the website, freeourkids.com, it gives them, I mean, a lot of people think they're out there by themselves. And it's almost like they've got us isolated from one another. We're divided as a nation and as a people. I mean, we don't have our community. The word community has a preposition, community. We came together in unity as a people, and we were to hold the government accountable on how they were running things. But now we're so preoccupied with getting things and all divided up and so forth, that now they're like a dog off a chain. They can do whatever they want, and there's no accountability for them. As you listen to this this Senate meeting, as you hear what's going on there, you'll hear these people. I mean, they're debating whether they should tell the truth or not, the senators. And as you hear this debate, you'll just be outraged. Alex Jones needs to get a copy of this Senate debate on truth bill. It's the truth bill, whether the Senate, the representatives and senators should tell the truth.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's totally crazy once you hear it. And but either way, this is the judgment where it's going to come down in Malachi, the last book of the Old Covenant or the Old Testament. I don't like using Old or New Testament because I believe the Bible is complete. But
right. That's
in Malachi, it says, if the fathers do not turn their hearts, the fathers to the children, it says, God will smite them with a curse. He said he will smite the it's the men's responsibility to protect the children.
Yes,
not only their children, all children are supposed to be protected. And I mean, and what's going on now is our children have been exposed to the wolves, and that's exactly what's happening. I mean, can you imagine children being molested? I mean, these pedophiles coming into public schools and putting on seminars. I mean, I've got DVDs from AFA, the American Family Association, sending me stuff showing me about how they're going into public schools and teaching our young children about being homosexual and having homosexuals come in, and all these little kids sitting in an auditorium in the gymnasium or wherever, all the little kids at the floor, and they're teaching them at 4 and 5 and 6 years old, the kindergarten and the first grade and the second grade, and tell them about this lifestyle, this perversion.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing in Leviticus.
The school system is set up. We now know, because we have so many quotes, Greg, from the psychiatrist and those that set up the school system today, it's set up to destroy the family and also destroy the youth to the world. They can't be anything but be followers. They can't think independently.
Right.
Our children that go through the school system are taught that they must think as a group, and the group is becoming servants of the aristocracy, and that's what the school system's all about today. They teach this perversion to break up the families, and also if they can teach, 50% of the kids to become homosexuals, they handle the population control situation.
Right.
Where they've said they want to eliminate 90% of the people on Earth because they can't handle, in a slave situation, only 10% of the people on Earth do they need to be their slaves. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to eliminate that, and through homosexuality, of course, not only is it a slap in the face to God's law, and they're following Satan's task that he gives them to do, but also they're lowering the population of the world by turning people to homosexuality.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jack, I would like to play just this little segment here of what's going on as Butterworth explains the internal corruption, and I believe what's exposing it is this website, FreeOurKids.com.
I think you're absolutely right. It's a great website, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen, we're running out of time. How long is this message that you want to play?
It's about a minute, 30 seconds.
Oh, is that all?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
they're just segments of this Senate meeting. I mean, that's all I've got is 15 seconds here and a minute.
Okay.
And I'll be on. Anytime you tell me it's enough, we'll just go from there. And
well,
so,
that's okay. I just want to be sure we don't come up on a break when you play.
I stated that we're committed in this agency to transparency and accountability. We have found that ChildNet was not accountable. The CEO did not want to be accountable. Every time we attempted to get information, we basically were turned down. We took action early. We were concerned. We were concerned that they were not meeting the measures that they had to meet according to the statutes and also the federal government. There was a lot of federal money involved here, probably about $30 million per year just into ChildNet. And we notified the board. You got a problem here. Without the accountability and without the measures, without you telling us what's happening, we're in danger of losing federal money, perhaps for the whole state. You are personally responsible. You have fiduciary duty when you sit on a board. That's all the boards. What we have found is that the issue of accountability was the main problem. And when you don't have accountability, sometimes things go wrong. $65 million was going to this particular community-based care. And we kept asking for information. I've been a cop a long time. And when someone refuses to give you information that you have a right to have, or refuses to comply when everyone else, all the other CBCs are complying, you start wondering, is something wrong? At a point in time, earlier this year, they had a theft, internal thefts, about $8,000 of gift cards that were given to foster children or foster parents to use for the foster children. Upon that particular incident, the board, to their credit, hired a private investigator. And the private investigator looked at ChildNet and found out the two people in charge of security and facilities were convicted felons. One had a 7-page rap sheet, the other had a 9-page rap sheet. The CFO admitted to changing invoices. Upon the investigator giving the CEO his findings, the CEO tore it up. Wanted it all to disappear, so it was all inaccurate. The board happened to find out of that particular investigation because they asked for it. On the 9th of April, the CBC contacted us, said they were having a special meeting on April 13th, Friday. They said they didn't tell us much. They said the situation is worse than we thought it was. Police were involved.
You know, Jack, that's talking about, if it keeps going, you'll hear what, this is DCF, ChildNet. And
yeah.
As we get going, he explains the internal thing with Department of Children and Family. They're actually laundering children for money.
Yes, sounds like to me. And, of course, that's a fact, Greg. That's a fact. But it's more than that. It's these evil homosexual pedophiles that have taken over the system. They're doing it because they like to molest children and destroy families. And so, but the state's doing it for the money. Big bucks.
Right.
Millions of millions of dollars. Go ahead, Greg.
Well, it's just so sad. Do you mind if I play one other small segment or not?
Yeah, let's see. I'm not quite sure when the break comes up, but we're at 10:46 here on my clock.
This is about 10 seconds.
10 seconds?
Yep.
I think we can get it in. Go ahead.
Okay, listen to this. This is
right.
Senator Storms out of Tampa. She's the head chair over DCF.
Okay.
Originally intended to do. Abuses of power occur when people have absolute power, or at least when they believe they have absolute power. When you can get to the point where people in a child welfare agency, leadership apparently are taking Walmart gift cards for foster kids.
Okay.
Huh.
Jack?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, that's, as she explains, what they're doing is they're literally, the whole thing is from the beginning to the end is all about using people. I mean, the whole thing is filled with taking these little kids from their parents. They've got so many of them in the system, they don't know what to do with them. They literally, the system is overloaded because these caseworkers, the DCF, are going out confiscating these children for federal grant money. It's like our kids. They shouldn't even have our kids.
Right.
I mean, our kids shouldn't even be in the system. I mean, if it's one thing if there was some kind of justifiable reason for what they've done. But the problem is now I believe they don't want to give us our kids is because I believe our children have been molested.
Yes, I believe that's probably true. They'll tell you stories that you could sue them about.
Exactly. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, it's so sad. I mean, when I see my kids and they're acting things out, it's just, so what it is now is, it's just at the place where, I don't know what to say. I just don't. I don't know where we can go. I mean, all I can do is to persist in on my knees, crying out, and try and expose what they're doing to family after family after family for this federal
grant
money.
Well, brother, I'll tell you what. Your website is fantastic for awakening people to the need to get involved, especially Christian families and Christian people. We've got to get involved, folks, because they're coming after your kids next. Now, mine are grown, my three boys, but I have 9 grandchildren that they can come and snatch from Christian families, and they're coming after your kids next, folks. So go to that website, please, folks, and give out that website again, Greg.
FreeOurKids.com.
FreeOurKids.com.
That's
folks, go to that section. First of all, watch some of those videos that he's recorded there of families that have been had their children stolen from them for no reason at all. And then go to the area that says, what can we do about it? And you will agree, as I do, that he's got a wonderful plan for taking back our system and bringing the Constitution back in these children courts where you have a jury of your peers and you have a right to have witnesses and so forth. And, Greg, I'm so pleased to know you're there because I was hopeless before you came along, brother, and you've given me great hope looking at your website here. And I think we can do a lot with that. If we can get the people involved that are listening, we can do a lot to stop this from going on. Probably we ought to attack Florida first because it looks like, and according to Alex, too, that it is the worst state in the union. But so many more are following the same system. But I'm just so happy, Greg, that you've done what you've done and gotten involved. And God's using you, brother, in a mighty way. But he also needs God's people to get involved with you.
Right.
We'll be right back, Greg, and close out this hour. And then we've got another hour coming up. So hang in there with us, brother. Dear brothers and sisters, happy Mother's Day to you. But get a pencil and paper and let's get involved. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. But I pray all you mothers will get involved, and dads too. It is the dad's job to protect the family. That says that right in the Holy Scriptures. But dads know that in their heart, okay? You don't have to be told by the Holy Bible that it's your job to protect the family. But folks, I'm telling you, when the knock comes on the door, don't open that door. Let them kick it in if they're going to. It won't make any difference. They're coming to take your children away, okay? If CPS or DCF comes to your door, the Department of Children and Families, they're coming in there for no good. Now, if you're an abuser of your children, that's a different thing. And we do know, I know as a cop, that there are families that abuse children. But this is where the system has purposely been set up to abuse children and destroy families. That's what this DCF and CPS is all about today. It's run by absolute evil people at the very top, and their job is to destroy families and to get federal monies coming in. And also, many of them like to molest children. I'm reading the note on your website here, Greg. It says, Greg notes that the St. Pete Times newspaper there reported that the Dela Cruz children were raped in foster homes ran by DCF. That's the Department of Children and Family. Also, parents are required by the state of Florida to teach sexual deviations to their children as part of their case plan. Horrible deviations, which is against Christian religion, of course. But it's against most families to teach that kind of deviation, which we will get Greg to talk about. And Greg, go right ahead and tell us about this horrible situation with what they told you, that if you wanted your children back, what you'd have to teach your children. And that's the state telling you that. Go right ahead.
Well, what they did, Jack, is they wanted us to teach our kids about being homosexual, lesbian, gay, and bisexual, and how to touch your sexual organs for pleasure. And I'm supposed to demonstrate this to the case manager that I'm teaching this to. Me and my wife is teaching this to our kids.
And you're talking about 5 and 6 year olds here, are you?
5 and 6 years old, right? And we just said, you know, this you people must be out of your mind. I mean, this is totally unbelievable. And so, I mean, and this is the kind of stuff that they've tried to put on us. I mean, my wife. I mean, we homeschool our kids. We're working with a group, Bill Gothard's group, Advanced Training Institute, Big Sandy, Texas. That's where we go for our training and stuff. But you know, it's just totally inconceivable to think that these people have gotten so bad that our country has gotten. I mean, Pinellas County is where Terry Schiavo was starved to death. This is, and they feel they can do whatever they want to do and get away with it. They're not accountable. This court, and I guess it looks like the whole state of Florida is becoming like a test tube. If they can come and take our kids and they get no reaction, we're dead people. I mean, we're just done.
We're done for.
Yeah.
That's why we need to stand up. And you know, Greg, Psalms 94:16, God cries out to his people. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, like DCF? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?
Right.
God is asking every one of us, Greg, and that's why I'm so happy that God is using you in such a great way with your website, and we need to join you. And I want to tell you, our police and military associations here are going to join you in this fight to get our children back.
Right.
These evil Luciferians that have control of them today. Stay tuned. We'll coming into the second hour here, folks. Pencils, papers, come armed to the show. We'll be right back with more from Greg Pound.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your